I had a question.
Okay.
I was in a drugstore recently, a national chain drugstore that...
Is there a reason you aren't saying the name of it?
They haven't paid us money. They want to sponsor a no free pub, is what I've been told by Ice-T, and I'm following his example.
Okay. Anyway, as in all things.
I was waiting in line for a prescription, and behind me, there was a gentleman there, seemed like a, you know, regular old person, whatever. But he seemed to be practicing laughs, and I wanted to know how concerned I should be.
What an amazing city you live in, Russ. City.
It takes all kinds. Now, it should be noted, it was not one laugh that he was trying a lot. It was like a number of them.
Well, sure. You gotta
Is it
have
possible that was Duane Reade? Just like, ha, welcome. Wait, that's not right. Welcome to Duane Reade. Welcome! The hairspray is over here! Duane Reade has makeup? Don't go across the street for sandwiches! You fool! Duane Reade has egg salad? should be noted, Duane Reade is a benevolent genie.
Right, yeah.
I just thought it was a pre-Joker, but it could be Duane Reade, I suppose.
You gotta get him early. You gotta get him early. He's pre-Jokerous. You gotta get him early. He's a benign pre-Joker. My name is Justin McElroy, and I know the best Star Wars game that we'll talk about.
My name is Droopy McCool, and I'm the best jizz player on this side of Tatooine.
Oh, yay, yay. My name is Russ Rush. I don't even know how to follow. Best game of the week, I guess?
I can't. There's so many fun names in George Lucas's twisted fucking mind that you all could have said instead of your own names.
Yeah.
You could have been Cy Snoodles.
Yeah.
But you, yeah. Instead you said you could have been Jack Porkins.
I'm Kit Fisto.
Mm.
Yeah.
Chris Plant said that he only looks out for himself. So when we begged him to help us, he said that he was going out on his own and that he was just a hired smuggler. Mm-hmm. But I suspect that when we most need him, he might be back.
Okay. He also said, I'm more of a Babylon 5 guy.
Call me back for your Farscape episode. Star Wars is...
please explain to the people.
Star Wars is the theme of this episode. We like to buck timeliness here on the Besties, so we put it in between two big news pegs. It is neither May the 4th nor the release of Obi-Wan on Disney Plus, but it is between those two things. So we figure, what the hell, let's fill out May with a little bit more Star Wars. We are going to be talking about the Star Wars case. Now, I have a question for you guys, and I don't know if there's like an easy way of like, is Star Wars the, I did not realize as I started looking at this, the absolutely staggering number of Star Wars games, which is basically 100. I mean, you can round it up, round it down. It's basically 100, depending on how you want to count. Is this the most, like, licensed video game? Like, is there a licensed video, licensed property that has had more video game adaptations?
It's so hard to say, man. I think probably if you lump Marvel into one bucket, I think it probably takes the cake. Just because there have been so many.
Yeah, that's possible, isn't it? That is possible.
But they have like sub-series within Marvel, which seems like cheating. I think
the same is true.
That's true. Star Wars.
I mean, it is definitely up there, man, because there is, I thought we would have a good, I don't know, 30 games to kind of kick around.
But I did. Don't you guys remember last week I was saying?
We probably do have a good 30 games. There's certainly 30 good games.
I was saying last week how hard this was going to be because there's just like decades upon decades of like knockoff, whatever, based on the movie games and spinoffs and educational games. It's a lot. So we need to narrow it down in some way because we're going to be here for 9 episodes doing this.
a YouTube channel called Triple Jump did a like exhaustive 100 games ranked, and a lot of it was you could tell guesswork or whatever, but it was like worst to best. The very first one was one that I'd completely forgotten about, but looks so fun. Do you guys remember the Star Wars Millennium Falcon CD-ROM playset? It was like Toys to Life. So the controller strap on over your keyboard, and it was like a Millennium Falcon controls that you would push the buttons with the buttons that are on the playset. So you would like use that. I don't know how on earth that would work. There are so many different keyboards. It seems insane.
There's too much here for us to do today.
Justin, really quick, please explain how we're narrowing this down, and then we'll jump to break and then dive.
How are we narrowing it down? Well, we're not. What we're going to do is I have a list of 98 Star Wars games, and we are going to be randomly generating numbers. I have that ready to go.
You have a D100.
I have a D98 on my a virtual D98. And we are going to be randomly generating numbers and instantly rank it, not instantly, but as quickly as possible, ranking those on a S to, what do you think, D?
F. I think we save F for a super special game.
Yeah.
Or maybe several dozen super special games, because it is Star Wars and there's been some stinkers.
Let's take it back and we'll break and we'll be right back after this. All right, I'm ready to begin. Are you ready to begin? Do you have YouTube or something like that pulled up for research purposes? Because some of these I bet we're going to have to look at real quick.
All right,
I played a lot of these bad boys, but not most of them. Look at this list.
They made a lot of them pre-SNES, pre-Super Star Wars.
Pre-us being alive also.
That is true.
All right, our first roll is number 56, and that's going to get us Star Wars Rogue Squadron.
Oh, I've played this one.
On Windows and Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I haven't.
This is a fucking classic. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is...
Oh, N64. Yeah. No, I did. I played it. Yes.
We all played the N64 version. Yeah. Choice.
Choice. It's really interesting. This had one thing that I remember being very bizarre, is it had director's commentary on the N64 version. And I don't know. It was like very bad, of course, because it's like audio saved to a cartridge. But I did remember that there was like director's commentary on a cart.
They talked about like developer techniques of like why they designed the level in a certain way and stuff like that. It was really interesting. And I think this was level 5 was the developer. Is that correct?
No way. Really?
I thought so.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, I should.
Factor.
Here's
five.
What I need. Here's your job for this. Okay, because we're all doing different things.
God,
I need you to pull up like Wikipedia's.
Okay,
on these.
I'll do that. I'll wiki these as we go.
When we get them, so you can give us the hard info, because I can't do all these things.
I just
factor
remember
five. I'm sorry. Factor five.
Yeah, that's what
I
said. Factor five.
Okay. I do. It did have a lot of ships, which I genuinely is my favorite thing about Star Wars. Is it's got some dope ships. The A-wing is my favorite, by with a bullet or a
laser.
It
doesn't even look like an A.
No, but it looks fucking cool. That was my chance. This is a good game. I would put this in A. I would say
you got to get an expansion pack for it.
Oh, that's a good point. That's maybe F. True. F then.
No, I'll go. I think A is fair.
I think A is fine. I agree with that.
A is good. Okay.
Great game.
All right. Next dice roll, please.
46 is gonna get us Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, there you go.
Top. Fantastic.
Best one.
This
best
is going
Star Wars
great.
Game. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it. I've played this game so many times. It is one of a handful of Star Wars games that feels like you want a Star Wars like adventure to like you really do feel like it is the characters are so great. It feels like you're living like a Star Wars movie that never came out.
Yes.
It like does the whatever it was, D&D second edition sort of adaptation of the rule set really well in a way that I didn't understand when I was a child, but then playing it again on iPad as an adult was like, oh, okay.
I think one of the things that's so smart about KOTOR is that it manages to make this feel like a lived-in world. in a way that the movies make it feel like a setting a lot of the times, because you don't have the time to sort of like delve into it. But like KOTOR, I feel like really has brings a sense of like place to this, like a real sense of what this world is. And a lot of it's just their own license that they've taken. You know, it's not stuff that they're relying on from the previous series. Like they're really struck out to make their own thing. And I think that that was so effective.
I've never played KOTOR.
You're kidding.
Never played it.
Nope. Russell.
Never. Why not?
It was on the original Xbox, which I didn't have. And I don't know. I knew it was a long RPG. I want to play it. I know there's a remake coming out.
There's a remake coming. Oh,
so that seems like
I'm
a good opportunity.
Is there really a remake?
Yeah.
Yeah, bud. There's a remake coming out, and I'm going to play its balls off. Okay. Sorry. This is S rank, baby.
Yeah, I'm fine with S rank. I know you guys feel strongly. It's the entire world.
I have only beaten this game on the iPad version, which is exceptional.
It's really good. Except it sucks because I got to a bug that I couldn't get past.
It's on Switch. I think it came out on Switch last year too. So
S-minus,
I'll wait
for that
remake. If you can't wait,
I'm sure it'll be out.
Can we discuss KOTOR 2 since we're here? Because I don't have as much of an affinity.
It
didn't come up. Right. The Lords did not.
The next one is 38. That's going to get us. Lego Star Wars, The Quest for RTD2.
Okay, so this I'm going to have to look up.
This feels like a phone game to me. Let's see.
It is a... Oh my God, what is it? Lego Star Wars, it's a two... Oh, this is a short film. It was an online game on the website.
It was a browser-based game.
It was made by Three Melons.
Yep. Noted just game developer, Three Melons.
Okay. The top comment here is Skywalker World would be so awesome. 5 out of 5 stars. So I guess that is... I guess this was a collab with Cartoon Network in the creation of this.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about this one, guys.
Well, let me ask you, this is important. So on the Wikipedia page, it says this takes place during the timeline of downfall of a droid. Do we even know what droid was downfallen?
Probably C-3PO. He probably got evil and he's addicted to spice, maybe.
Oh man, this
looks pretty bad, guys.
Yeah, this one looks rough.
I'm looking at Annie, and he's
running
around.
I mean, it looks like a Lego Star Wars game.
Yeah, but he's just grabbing a bunch of very static yellow crystals, which is not my Star Wars necessarily.
That's also not Lego pieces, which seems contrary to the spirit.
No one cares. I'm gonna say C. I'm gonna say D. D.
Yeah,
it gets a D.
I'm sure it
gets a D from me, dog.
Next game.
Game.
I have to remember Lego Star Wars: The Rise of the Robot.
The Quest for R2-D2.
Okay. All right. Everyone's going to have really strong feelings about how we rank that one.
Yep.
All right. Here comes a new number. It's 27, and that's going to bring us to Star Wars Trilogy Arcade.
Nice. The jam. Okay. So if you've never played Star Wars Trilogy Arcade, the first game was just Star Wars Arcade, which was a very rough and ready first-person flight combat sim that I think just covered like some of the battles in A New Hope. But Star Wars Trilogy Arcade had, first of all, was punched up. It had X-Wing, like space battles. It had the Hoth, at sequence. And then it also had like lightsaber fights that you would use the flight stick to control, and I could never beat that part of it. But you would basically play through these like big moments from the movies,
like fighting Boba Fett where you have a lightsaber, and the speeder bike segments were great. Like they had a great sense of speed. This is like the quintessential for me, like movie theater arcade game. You know what I mean? If they had one game, it was Star Wars Trilogy Arcade.
I think it was the first of those arcade games that I remember being $1.
Yes, I was about to say the exact same thing. I remember it being like prohibitively expensive, which made my defeat at Darth Vader's hands like all the more punishing, because it's like, oh man, I didn't even get to do the Boba Fett fight. Fuck. I mean, so expensive.
Like it's $100. No, there's like barely any arcade games anymore. They're pretty much just all ticket.
Sure. Yeah,
it's pretty much.
Was this
like,
a Sega? Was this one of like the mini?
Yeah, Sega made this. Released in 1998.
I mean, Sega knows how to make a fucking good, you know,
sometimes
arcade. This thing, by the way, like sounds awesome and like looks awesome. It's like still so crisp. Like it looks fantastic.
I was hoping we would get to this one. I adore. I would S rank this for
S rank. I don't.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite. It's one of the if I went to an arcade and I saw this game at the arcade, the excitement that I would feel would be palpable.
I think there's like a viewing excitement and then an actual playing excitement that maybe varies a little bit.
I would be okay with A.
Okay.
I think it's very, very excellent, but I don't think it's like like all-time classic.
I think that I'll say this. Part of the reason I would drop it to A as well is the lightsaber stuff, again, looks cool when you're viewing it, but imagine trying to fight with a lightsaber that's like effectively glued to the floor. It's not super fun.
Yeah, it's not great.
Okay.
Next.
Number 8. That's Star Wars Trilogy, Apprentice of the Force. Okay, this is great because I wanted you guys to watch this game. Star Wars Trilogy, Apprentice of the Force. Look it up on...
okay, it's a Game Boy Advance game.
Is it Game Boy Advance game?
They made some okay Star Wars
games. It's one of the 2D platformers. But look at the animation.
This is insane.
It has a... it's beautifully animated with what almost looks like a... rotoscope, or like it's reminiscent of like Prince of Persia, that level of like detail to the animation. You're following Luke Skywalker through the events of the, you know, the first trilogy chronologically.
I will say the space flight segments look pretty terrible. They look like one time I was trying to learn Unity and I made a space fighting sort of demo to like learn the basics of how to use Unity, and it looked a lot like this.
I mean, it looks like shitty R-Type, basically.
It looks like shitty R-Type, which like they made R-Type, I think, for GBA, and it was all right. So it's like, this is not, the issues that I am seeing here are not a limitation of the hardware.
No, sure.
Good, you can like go into, holy shit, wait, I just got to a point where he used force speed and it like slowed down the whole world. Now he's just fucking dudes up with a lightsaber. This game looks dope.
This looks
pretty
really
good.
Cool.
I would say, for what it's worth,
for the people that actually played it, it got 60% on Metacritic, 6.5 from IGN. eBay rated 4.9 out of 5.
Thanks,
but I don't
eBay.
Think that's...
I think it looks sick, but I don't know if it's good or bad, so maybe it's a B.
Yeah,
how's
that
feel?
Give it a B. I'm seeing a lot of like different force powers. Which
I like the art.
Pretty dope. And the art looks
good. I love this. This is the most fun I've ever had talking about video games.
It's very scientific.
It's like people put years of their lives and we're like, I don't know, fucking B. I'll watch it for 15 seconds. It's a B.
All right.
It's a B.
All right.
Next game. 78 will get us. This list, by the way, is not in any order.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought we were in chronological,
no,
but it doesn't seem like that.
But we are now at Star Wars Episode 1, Battle for Naboo.
Oh.
Is this strategy?
No. Same developer as Squadron, right?
I think so, yes. And
Factor
I think
five.
There is a Naboo strategy game, but I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, no, this is
another
follow up
to Rogue Squadron. Yeah.
Also good. The one thing I remember about this game, and I think it did also come out on the N64, I remember it running very poorly, like running at like 15 frames a second. But again, it was a 3D game on N64.
How's this for like the disparity of gaming hardware of the era? It's got 84. The N64 version of this game has an 84% on Metacritic. The PC version has a 54% on Metacritic. So I don't know if the PC port was terrible or
It looks
like
it was. It looks like because IGN gave the N64 a 9 out of 10 and the PC port was a 7.4 out of 10.
Yeah.
So let's just judge the N64 version for the sake of simplicity. I do remember this felt like, from a feature standpoint, an upgrade over Rogue Squadron. There was like a lot more stuff going on, a lot more unlockables. I remember you could unlock a car, like a Cadillac car, as one of the flying planes.
Perfect. Good. Yes. I got to say, I'm a little bit biased here also because I really, really like the look of the N1.
It's
like
very
cool. The Starfighter, I think, is so cool.
It's yellow. The yellow one with
the
turbines.
It looks sick. This is This is probably a B also.
I would say this is equivalent to Apprentice of the Force for Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, I would say it's high a B. High B.
A high B.
A good B. B plus, but we don't have those. But yeah. It's like a good. It knows. It's an honor just to get a B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we move Apprentice of the Force to C rank? So
that maybe we have to move that to C rank now. Okay. Yeah, that's a good impulse, Griffin.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right. All right, next game.
Star Wars Jedi Math.
Oh, yeah, hey. Baby.
Now, we may not be able to find anything on this because it's for the Leapster.
No, I'm sure there's something. Now, this important question. Do we think Jedi Math...
Holy shit.
Do we think Jedi Math is different from normal math?
Guys, you gotta watch this video I'm watching, guys.
Oh boy.
Star Wars Math. It's just called Star Wars Math.
Jabba's Star Wars Game Jedi Galaxy. Math.
Star Jedi Wars Jedi math. Math. Oh, I'm so sorry. There's a different Jedi. There's a different Star Wars Math. Oh, holy shit.
Because we don't even know if 4 plus 3 is the same in Jedi Math as it is in our math.
Okay. This so looks we are like... looking at a 64 by 64 pixel game, it looks like here.
It looks like a. Oh my God. It looks like someone's applying for an apprenticeship at Newgrounds, but they're not quite at the point where they could get in yet. And you have to shoot. So you get math equations, mm-hmm. and then you have to shoot the ship that corresponds to the answer of the math equation.
Yeah, this
Why
is.
Why would it work like this that?
This is shitty math blaster. And I think that this ain't F, although you do get to play as Plo Koon. Shit. No, I still think that it's got a. I think it's. You can be Kit Fisto too.
Wait, it's an E. I'm not going to give it an F if you can be Kit Fisto. How can you be anybody? It's the perspective is looking at RTD2's ass while numbers fly in front of you. And it's got literally the wildest Anakin I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, I was going to say it's got kind of horny Yoda in it. And I do kind of like that. I'm going to try and drop horny Yoda
into Google. Let me search real quick.
I know we might be inclined to rate this kind of low, but I do want to give respect to the person or persons who uploaded footage of the Leapster version of Star Wars Jedi Math. Like, almost for them, I want to give it a higher rating, but we might not be able to.
Yeah, big ups.
Everyone on YouTube in the comments loves it.
That's a good Yoda. It looks like a Clone Wars Yoda, almost.
Fun, sassy Yoda. I'm going to give... Can we do D...
I mean, yeah. I would do that.
Do we have an E? Do you go from D to F?
I think you go D to F.
That is traditionally how it works. I will say that based on the comments of this alone, people have a deep affinity for this game. I imagine if you got a Leapster for Christmas and you got a handful of games for it, this is probably your favorite one.
My favorite Leapster game as a kid, says Agent Killo on YouTube.
Okay, yep, there it is. Then maybe we go D.
Okay,
D. This feels D because it does look like garbage. I can't help
your
nostalgia.
We will find an F.
We will find an F. Maybe it will be number 82, which gives us Star Wars: Return of the Jedi Ewok Adventure. That's unreleased. We can't hit that.
Oh, wait, they're making an Ewok Adventure game. It hasn't come out yet.
No, I think it was an Atari.
It was for the Atari 2600 game. They just didn't do it. They were like, this is bad.
Yeah.
So, we'll give that one a U. We will rank it.
I'll give it an F if they couldn't even finish it.
Yeah, it gets a U for unreleased.
All right, next.
Next is 85, which let's hope that's a real game. Okay, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back 1982 for the Atari 2600 and the television. Oh, now we're cooking, kids.
Yeah.
Kids, get in the way back. We're taking you back to the 80s.
So this one I've seen in screenshots because there's a very classic of the AT-AT, which is a like giant dinosaur-looking robot dude, on Hoth, and you're flying out with a snowspeeder. It looks like Defender, I want to say. Wasn't that game where you save the little people on the planet, side-scrolling shooter?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Which game did I say this is?
Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back for the Atari 2600.
Okay, yep. Perfect, yes.
They never made a good Atari game, is the problem. And this certainly doesn't seem like
You're
some
a child.
Hidden...
You're a child.
This doesn't
what about
look
Hero?
Like, yeah,
what about
they didn't
Pitfall?
Make...
What about...
Yeah, you're describing bad, boring games that don't feel good to play it and they look like shit. But I do think that this is one of those games. Because you're just blasting. Here's my problem. I'm looking at this game. It is just blasting AT-ATs with a very, very small ship that is comprised of, I believe, 9 pixels. And you're not using a grappling hook to trip up its legs. You're just blasting it with lasers. You're just flying back and forth around it. And this does not look fun, gang. This looks pretty bad to me.
A lot of people, you have unlimited lives. When your speeder is destroyed, you start again. If the lead walker reaches the rightmost edge of the map, then the game is over.
So the game goes on forever and the walkers get faster.
And you can't, I mean, do you guys remember that part in this where they just shot the AT-ATs with a spaceship until they exploded? I would say they don't even have the thing where you wrap around.
That's what I just said. This game sucks shit. You're F right, forever. You're right.
I think we give it an F because it's on the Atari 2600. There's no good games except for Hero and Bitfall.
It was published by Parker Brothers, noted video game publisher Parker Brothers. They make board games.
Does Parker Brothers exist still? Are they get bought up by Hasbro?
I think probably. They were bought by Hasbro.
Russ, you wrote the book.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in the book that they.
Yes. Yeah, they got purchased by Hasbro.
Oh, okay. Number two, which gives us Star Wars Bounty Hunter from 2002 on the GameCube and PlayStation 2.
Oh, this is where you played as Django, right?
Right. This was like the only thing people... Oh, my God. I accidentally left the tab open with that game playing in it, and nothing sounds worse than Star Wars 2600
games. Yeah, it was bad.
Bounty Hunter. So one of the only elements that seemed to like actually click with people when the prequel trilogies were released was Django Fett and his whole deal. So this is like, I think, capitalizing on that maybe is a fair way of putting it.
Yeah, it was a third person action game.
Yes.
Where you just like ran around and like did bounties on Coruscant and various other places. And I remember there was some weirdness with like, because you had two blasters, which was his Django's typical MO. And you could lock on to two different targets at once. And I've watched gameplay of it, and it looks heinous today. But I feel like at the time, probably looked pretty good.
I'm watching this a long play of it, and about half of what I've watched so far has been sidling across ledges. Yeah. And that's not what I want to do.
I mean, that was the time.
GameCube. Yeah.
It was 2002.
You can't penalize it for the trends of the era.
Yeah, it got re-released in 2015 on the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
Wow.
So there is a modern version of this game if you want to experience it for yourself.
Is that game on the list? Or should we factor
probably
in
not.
That?
I think it's the original.
The
remake looks pretty not great either. So... yeah, I don't know. It just looks kind of uninspired a little bit.
It just doesn't tell the story of Django is the problem. Like his true story.
What were the reviews like, Russ?
The reviews were, let's see. IGN gave it a 7.8. Okay. And I'm sorry. IMDb apparently gave it a 7.8. IGN gave it an 8.3.
Okay, I think we got to go. I mean, I feel like...
B?
I think a C. Okay.
B or C. I'd be happy. But B is what I was leaning towards.
Low B.
So a C then.
A low B. I'm going to put an embarrassing B.
All right.
And we can adjust slightly at the end if we need to.
20. That is good for, oh my God, yes.
What?
Star Wars Screen Entertainment.
Star Wars Screen Entertainment.
Star Wars Screen Entertainment.
It's...
Join me for this screensaver collection. Star Wars Screen Entertainment. This thing's got everything. You want to see blueprints of TIE fighters? It's got it.
You want to see
quotes from... Oh, they've got like... You can pan around the cantina and hear about some of the people in there. Like, they got like little stories about... Tina?
Okay, so this came out in 1994. Shit. On the box, it says it's got screensavers, it's got posters, it's got animation, and it's got an insider's view of the epic film. I'm not sure which film they're referring to. I assume the whole trilogy, but it also has a bonus a message from George Lucas on the next Star Wars trilogy. I assume that being the prequel trilogy.
This is how they announced. They announced the prequel trilogy through Star Wars Screen Entertainment.
And it appears, looking at the box, that it came out at a time when PC game boxes were very weird, because this one's kind of like shaped like a trapezoid.
I do so like that. I do miss weird.
Used to have a whole Babbage's where you could just put whatever you wanted to. Do you guys, guys, I'm looking at some of the character bios on this, and I feel like when someone wrote this, I don't think they expected history to turn its eye back on their work. I think they were probably just trying to get home that day. They hoped that history would not, but history has. So let's talk about their character bio for Han Solo. Do you guys love Han Solo?
I love this scamp. Yeah.
Here's the story with Han. Han was a spunky child. Spunkier. Han was a spunky child, spunkier than most Corellian children.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, they're very staid children.
So boring.
He did well in school and was immediately accepted into the Imperial Academy. After graduating with honors, he sailed forward towards a commanding rank in the Imperial Navy, where he would have been able to use his talents to their fullest extent. Mm-hmm. One day, however, he found a noble Wookiee being beaten in a nearby slave camp, and compassion directed him to interfere. Imperial law declared all Wookiees fair trade, and Han was forbidden to counter that ruling in any form. But that did not stop him. He rescued the Wookiee and was subsequently discharged. Although the Wookiee, Chewbacca, pledged his life to Solo, he found little reason to feel proud. This is, if the next line of this is like, and then their feelings grew, and then one rainy night inside the ship, they began to make tender love.
I guarantee there's slash fiction for them. There's no doubt.
Well, Russ.
But you don't expect the screensaver bio to be written in that same style, to be fair.
This screensaver has a script of the trilogy along with storyboard. This is a good screensaver. It's probably a bad game. I don't know how.
Yes, bad game, but good screensaver.
So what is that, D?
Do we need a new tier list just for screensavers?
I'm going to add... Maybe we should put this in the same camp as the Ewok Adventure.
No, I've got it.
Okay.
You guys have to see this Death Star trench part of the screensaver loaded up.
Yo, this, oh my God.
Wow.
This is an animation moving at, I believe, about 700 frames per second.
Yeah, imagine walking past your fucking accounts receivable director's desk, and he's just like, "God, the Death Star."
I think
blazing.
I think this may have been an error in recording or capturing.
This is possibly
this
that thing where like processors are faster now. So
yeah.
Can I advocate for an SS rank for this? Because I think it needs its own ranking.
That's okay.
Get confusing though. Let's do.
Yes, that's the point. This is all dumb.
Listen, I like how we are. I like so far. This feels like worthwhile to me because we are being very rigid.
Sure, and in this case, we're being rigid because it is by far the best screensaver that we've mentioned.
So I'm gonna say, I would say for that it is a D. It is a D rank title.
Yes, unplayable. Hard. That's tough. It's tough to get past D, but it does look like a good screensaver.
Yes. I would use this screensaver today. For sure.
Okay. All right. For sure. Okay. Good.
Hey, can I ask you guys? Are people still using screensavers?
Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
I use it.
I just let my.
Of course. You got to save that screen.
Least surprising thing I've heard all day. How many more do we have time for?
I want to do about. I could do 3 hours of this.
Yeah, me too. But
then let's not worry about.
Let's do three more.
Three more? We've been going for 35 minutes. Okay, there's no B segment, right? Can we do a break and then come back and just talk more
Let's
of this?
Keep it going.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Welcome back to our Star Wars Power Rankings. The next number is 75. That's going to be Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace for PlayStation and Windows.
Sucks shit.
Did you play this game?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't play this one.
I feel like there were a handful of types of first trilogy, or I guess trilogy 1 through 3 games that got made, and one of them was this category, and it was just sort of uninspired, not very fun, like 3D action games.
Yeah, the reviews were not super kind. GameSpot gave it a 4.2 out of 10. I'm sorry. No, this is an important distinction. The PC version got a 4.3 out of 10, whereas the PlayStation version got a 4.2. Thanks, GameSpot.
They were way too, like, ambitious. Like, it tried to be, like, this, you know, kind of big, almost open-world style action game with, like, huge levels to explore, but it just was the antithesis of fun.
It looks so bad.
Yeah.
You wander around with Jar Jar Binks at some point.
Yeah, I would F this. I would put this in the F bin.
Oh, okay. That's
without
different.
Hesitation.
It's different, yeah. I just heard Jar Jar say, "Excuse me," so I'm going to say D.
Because
Jar Jar said, "Excuse
why
me.
Why D? What is redeeming about this game?
Because he said, because Jar Jar just Binks says, "Excuse me."
Oh, okay.
Like, don't you want bad rather than it to be... Like, I want bad and boring to be okay. F. Bad and interesting should be D.
I would also say it's probably the only video game on the planet that has Liam Neeson on the cover.
True.
I would also be, well, what about Love Actually? I would also say that these people were probably hindered by the secrecy surrounding this game. Like, this can't have been an easy project to get off the ground.
All right, let's get through these faster, especially if we know that they are... junk from an ass, like Phantom Menace PS1.
We don't know that. They're randomly generated.
How we know?
Next game.
Which part of this is, like, complicated to you? 24. Star Wars Yoda Stories. There you go. There you go.
Finally.
Us.
Okay, so Star Wars Yoda Stories.
Who the man? Yoda man.
Yoda man. there was a game called Star Wars Desktop Adventures, and it more or less used the same framework as Yoda Stories, which is to say this was, like, a very... shitty looking, kind of shareware looking, top down, pixelated adventure game. Imagine like the worst version of Zelda imaginable.
Yeah.
And that was Yoda Stories. And you would go on these like quasi randomly generated missions to like destroy a bunch of clone capsules as various characters in the Star Wars series, including Yoda, I believe. And
this
Luke.
Shit looks like Jez Ball.
This shit looks
so good.
I just saw a screen where you lose and Yoda says try again, forgetting his
his very public feelings about trying. All right, Russ, it sounds like you have the most experience. I would give it a C rating.
It looks so bad.
I have some nostalgic fondness for it, and it's just, also
now,
for what it's
now,
worth.
Are you looking at the Windows version?
I don't need to. I remember playing it. I don't need to look at anything.
No. I'm asking Griffin if he's looking at the Windows version.
Yeah.
My entry on the power ranking list includes the GBC version, so go ahead and pop that out quick.
I cannot even find a Star Wars Yoda.
Actually kind of like the art style of the Windows one. It's got like almost a chibi version.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His characters, it's cute.
The Game Boy Color version does not. I mean, it looks pretty bad. Yeah. But let's just go with the version that Russ knows.
I'll
grant you C.
And I would also say it is the very first time I ever remember hearing the words clones or Clone Wars in the context of Star Wars. This was before any of the prequels or anything like that. So they were ahead of their time.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Next is number 88. That is going to be Super Empire Strikes Back on the SNES.
Ooh.
We are like crushing it.
Really good.
We've had such good luck.
I think the three Star Wars SNES games are identical in my mind.
Okay.
And I would give them all an A, I think. If I'm like playing a, you know, emulator or
let's
something like that.
Let's talk about them a little bit.
I don't remember the first
who...
one. I remember Empire Strikes Back, but I do not remember A New Hope, the video
this
game.
This is these are side scrolling action adventures. Side scrolling action platformers.
Are these JVC titles, I believe? JVC made like a bunch of licensed stuff and they all looked and felt the same.
This is the era for me that is like the sweet spot of nostalgia. And I think it's part of like visually, and I think it's part of why I am so not in love with like 8-bit because this era for me is like, the sprites are beautiful. Like it's the peak of 2D where it's like, it's all so richly detailed and yeah. The sprites look great. And like the background, like the, you know, whatever mode 7 backgrounds they have going look fantastic. And just like everything looks great. It sounds great. And they're fun. And you could just bust out a lightsaber or blaster depending on the situation. I don't know. I love these
games. I would say though, I'm looking at the Super Star Wars, which was the first game gameplay at the moment.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking
about. We're talking about,
it couldn't be less related,
the trilogy. And it
we're talking about Super Empire Strikes Back.
But you were saying it's all the same game, effectively.
I mean, I would say that. I don't know. Justin's being a real stickler for this.
Okay, fair enough.
Empire Strikes Back.
Super Empire Strikes Back is the best of them. You start with a fucking lightsaber. Honestly, I kind of wish that the movie Empire Strikes Back started the same way, where Luke is just fucking hauling ass across Hoth, lightsabering the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he really doesn't in the movie. So this seems like a big
upgrade. I do want to say, in Return of the Jedi, you can play as Wicket. And for me, that's huge. The superior title. But I would give this an A rank.
I think A is
acceptable. I really like these games.
Do we have time for one more?
We have time for 80 more. What are you doing? When you ask that question, you waste the time we could be spending talking about good Star Wars games.
36 is Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy. This is from 2006. It was released on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything got this game. I have to say, and I'm going to, if you wonder why I'm hanging back a little bit, I don't like any Lego game. I don't like any of these Lego games. I think that they are too complex for kids, too boring for adults. I hate the way they look.
Well, let me ask you, do you remember playing these old ones? Because the newer Lego games have added a lot more complexity. We're going to be talking about that on a future episode. But these old ones were just top-down, kind of mindless brawlers.
This is the only one that I played, but it was like I was in college at that point, and it was just like a good, if you were maybe even a little bit high on the kush, and you just wanted a game that you could just kind of turn off your brain and play with, I can't remember if it was four players or just two players, but I remember
I think it
playing
was two players, and it was great for
most of this
co-op.
In just one sitting, but it was not particular, like, I don't know. I played it the one time, I believe, on GameCube, is that right? And it was fine, and then I didn't really ever want to play it. I remember playing as Chewbacca, and you could rip the arms off of Lego stormtroopers with like the push of a button, and I would very much enjoy doing that. But I don't think it's compared to some of the other. If I look at the games on this list and try and compare it to other ones, I would say it's maybe a C.
Well, really, I would put it at a B personally.
Okay.
What else is in the B category at the moment?
Bounty Hunter and Battle for
Naboo. I'll say C then. Because I think all these games are bad.
All right. The C's have it. Next game.
The C's have it. Oh, guys. Oh, yes. Star Wars Masters of the Terrace Kasai.
This might be the climax of the selections.
I don't think we're going to top Star Wars Masters of the Terrace Kasai.
Thank God. I was hoping for this or the Kinect game, honestly. So
this is the Star Wars fighting game that is... I mean,
so on paper,
fantastic.
On paper, the idea of a Star Wars fighting game sounds like fucking amazing because you've got all these characters that you want to see fight, and some of them have lightsabers, and some of them just use their like furry fists. My understanding is that it was very bad as a game.
It was not very. It was not particularly fun. How long are we going for? Okay, they have made good Star Wars fighting games. Star Wars, as hard as it is to believe, Star Wars Episode 3, I can't remember the exact name of the title.
Jedi Power Battles?
No, I think it was like...
Jedi Power Battles are good.
I think just the Star Wars Episode 3 game that came out on like Xbox and PS2 had like a fighter mode that we played a lot. And it was really good. It was pretty choice.
Not to mention Soul Calibur.
Yeah, sure. We can go there. What version of Soul Calibur had Star Wars guys in it? Was that a platform specific thing? I know they did that.
It was Yoda
on the GameCube,
the Xbox version. I don't know. Anyway,
no, Xbox was Spawn.
Oh God, what a weird fucking time for all of us that was.
And then Zelda was on the Nintendo.
I do not remember Terrace Kasai being good.
I remember, did you guys see the screenshot?
Yeah, I did. And I don't even know who we're looking at. Is that Luke Skywalker? That's Luke
Skywalker, obviously.
You sure it's not Thok?
And he's fighting Thok?
Thok, it's him versus Thok.
Be gone,
Thok!
It's wild
in this game that lightsaber people fight non-lightsaber people.
Yeah, that seems not fair.
This was a bad game, although I do remember there was a character, look, they have like slave outfit Leia in this game. It's like, it's wild.
I do want to comment though on Luke's design. He has such like round cherubic cheeks in this game, and I kind of love it.
Yeah, he looks like a cutie patootie. It looks like Yoda stories. this is a D, yeah. It's funny.
It
doesn't get an F.
I feel like I am not going to be able to sleep tonight if we don't talk about some of the good Star Wars games. Because I'm looking at this list and it's
we've covered a lot of good Star Wars games.
I'm looking at this list and it's a bit, I would say, lopsided toward the back end. We have 5 games in D and 1 game in S.
All right, okay. you can cherry pick.
So you want to talk pick droids, Griffin?
Let's each maybe do 1 or 2 that we can bounce off each other to see if we all feel as strong. I'm going to say my favorite Star Wars game ever is Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy. That was the one where you were like, dog.
The second one?
I think it was the third or fourth one, yeah.
Depending on how you're counting, there was
Dark Forces.
I don't count
Dark
those.
Forces 2, Jedi Knight, and then Jedi Knight 2.
Jedi Outcast. Which was great.
And then Jedi Knight 2 is my peak.
Jedi Academy is dope. You're like, you create your own character who like joins the Jedi Academy. You, if you didn't play any of those, you know, id Tech Star Wars games, they were just like pretty good third person. I guess they were first person, depending on what weapon you were using. But just like good Star Wars action games. And in Jedi Academy, you got to like customize your character. You could do, it had like a dark side, light side dichotomy, and you could unlock these different powers that felt like really meaningful. And then there was like single saber mode and double saber mode and double sided lightsaber mode. And then like it spawned this whole community that would create like servers and mods and shit just to have like really, really intense lightsaber battles. I fucking love this game. I think it kicks ass. It's on Switch now too. And it has online multiplayer on Switch also. This is my favorite of what are already like a really good series of Star Wars games.
Yeah, I think Outcast probably wins it for me, but this was good. I remember this being good.
Is you think S good or A good?
No.
I
think it's a high B. Personally, but
whoa, no, it's
no, either, that's crazy.
That's insane. Why, it's better than Battle for Naboo. I would agree to an A. Okay, I'm gonna put it in A.
What are you saying? A,
yeah,
okay,
Jedi. All right, what about y'all? You gotta have some.
I mean,
some,
I want to talk about Kinect Star Wars. There's really no doubt in my mind.
Do it, Jesus do it Christ. Then.
Kinect Star Wars, yeah, as we all know, the Kinect was the greatest peripheral ever made, and here we have a dancing game featuring an extremely catchy bop of the Han Solo song.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm Han Solo, because you didn't know before the song happened who he was. And honestly, it's just very true to the franchise. Like, he loves to dance, and he's Han Solo. What more do you want from it?
And that was, of course, a parody of the fucking Riding Solo Jason Derulo track.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I mean, all of the songs in there were parody songs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Including Empire Today, which was a parody of YMCA. So this is the... This
okay,
was
so it's going up in the ratings,
seems,
in my opinion.
It seems insane that we would talk about this and not play like 30 seconds of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's
so
break us off of a slice, please.
I'm so happy that it's over now.
This is impossible. Can I say something? Where I'm at now in my life, I feel like I really love this because I think it treats this franchise with the exact amount of respect it deserves.
100%.
This is exactly, yes. Like, this is what it should be, right? Like, this is the exact level of respect that is deserved.
I was looking to really put a number on the amount of respect that this has shown the original property. I was looking at the lyrics of Ride and Solo by Jason Derulo while that was playing, and they didn't change a lot of words. They would just change like one word to have it be like Princess or Cloud City, and then of course I'm Han Solo. But like a lot of the stuff in here is just lyrics from Ride and Solo that they did not change, which is fucking great.
I really got a kick out of, I'm so happy the Carbonite is gone. Because yeah, that was sure. One thing that we didn't really explore in the movies was how happy he was after the Carbonite was removed from him.
He's probably pretty stoked.
Yeah.
This is, I feel like, actually, I knew that this would line up. I didn't know it would be quite this great. This game is released in April 3rd, 2012. Disney acquires Star Wars on October 30th, 2012. Like, absolutely. Someone was like, no more.
They are at their weakest. We must consume them.
This is the moment for, like, this is what Star Wars had become by this point. You can never complain about what Disney has done to this franchise. They owe everything to Disney.
All right, so where do we put, if we strip irony away from the ranking, I don't know where that leaves Star Wars.
It is genuinely catchy, but I guess they're parody songs, so they should be catchy.
But they're not. But they're the laziest fucking parody songs ever.
But it's not just dancing, guys. There's like pretend to have the Force type
stuff.
That's
true.
And I bet it worked. It's not just dancing. I bet it worked.
Those other non-dancing ones were really bad.
All right. So F then, or D, or S? It's either an F, a D, or an S. It's one of those three for sure.
I think it's D for dancing.
Okay. Fine.
It's so unhinged. I have to give it a D.
Okay.
It's not boring. It's like, oh my God, I'm watching more clips of it. Watching like Darth Vader with, this is, I cannot believe this exists. This makes me so happy. I give it an A. It's a little average. Let's split the difference, call it a C.
Okay, fair enough.
Move on. Thank you, Star Wars. I was trying to think of like stuff that we hadn't talked about that I have like a great affinity for. Definitely that Jedi Knight series is one that I was deeply into. I never got very deep into the. I know there's like this whole star fighting, you know, 3D space.
Sure.
Those franchises that people are very big on that just didn't happen.
TIE Fighter, X-Wing.
Well, we did the VR one, I think last year, the year before last. The one that like came out and you could play it in VR and that was pretty fucking
Vader cool. Immortal, I believe it's called.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about Vader Immortal. I was thinking about the Starfighter one. But yeah, Vader Immortal, all right. None of those have really blown me away. Can I give a special shout out to Star Wars Galaxies, the only MMO I've ever played where I could be a beautiful Twi'lek man named Johnny Perfect, who was an esthetician. Everybody else was like, that game was not good. The way that, like, I remember hearing about the things you had to do in that game to, like, unlock the Jedi class, because there were only, like, a handful of Jedi on each server, because it was not, like, a thing you could pick. Not like the Old Republic MMO, which was very good. And from, you know, what I've heard is actually still a pretty fun game that lots of people are into. Galaxies was like so obtuse and clunky, but I can't help but be endeared by a game that's like, listen, you can be a beautician now that can work on Twi'lek head tails, and then maybe if you eat your vegetables, we'll let you get a lightsaber in like 2 years. To me, that game occupies a very special game, a special place in my heart. And
a good friend of mine got married in Star Wars Galaxies, so it's hard not to.
I also know someone who got married in Star Wars Galaxies.
Maybe it's the same couple.
What the fucking odd? Maybe I'm going to say C rank for Star Wars Galaxies for its bold ideas.
Yes,
in the MMO space. Is there another S rank we can put up? We only have KOTOR up there right now.
Do you know KOTOR was supposedly the most expensive video game ever made?
I could see that.
What?
I
mean, $200 million is what the the
rumor. But these days, there have been games that have been more expensive than that, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know once you adjust for inflation.
Yeah.
We have, what about Fallen Order?
That's yeah, one I was going to say Fallen
came
Order.
Came out recently and came out. I'm not pitching that for S because I did not click with that game, but I know a lot of people did.
I really liked it. It's probably just from like, if you take nostalgia out of it and just as like a game that I want to play today, probably the highest on my list of Star Wars games. I think narratively, it's extremely strong. It's one of the best Star Wars stories I've experience in a while. And as gameplay, it's like a very good Souls-like third-person action combat game. Great game. I'm super psyched about the sequel. I would probably high A or S, quite honestly.
Russ, did I finish that game?
I don't know.
Thanks a lot.
I did. I don't know what that means.
Oh, it was really hard to find things, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I think the map, which is like the second
The map
level.
System was actually pretty... it was my favorite thing about the game is that like the map was very good about showing you like how the gear gating progress was going. So there were like doors that would be like red if you just could not get through them, but they would be like yellow if you had the skills now to get through them, but you
haven't gone through
them yet.
Yeah, it was like Metroidvania-y.
Yeah, it was that part of it wasn't bad. I just for whatever reason,
slow really start for that game, but it actually got very good towards the second half, which is rare.
I would be willing to put that in S if you feel strongly about it.
Meh.
Okay.
Do
so
I feel strongly
one?
About anything? Is the real question.
Okay.
Fallen.
Okay.
Wow, fantastic! You guys been playing anything else?
Hey, what about? Can I just dip my head in here and just say Shadows of the Empire? Just real quick. Can I just dip in there really quick with a quick Shadows of the Empire for N64?
Was that the N64 game?
That was the N64 one.
No, absolutely not.
Dash Rendar? Yeah, baby. Yes.
No, Kyle Katarn.
No, Dash Rendar.
Kyle Katarn, Dash Rendar, you're right.
Don't try and throw disrespect on Dash Rendar's name.
No, it
like
sucks.
That.
Those games suck.
That game was so good.
Because Shadows of the Empire sucks so bad.
You could get thermal detonators and just like fuck dudes up.
There was any game. Any game. I'll say again. I said this 12 years ago on the Joystick Podcast. I'll say it again here. Any game where you tell me there are people running around with superpowers and laser swords, and I am some dude with a gun and a jetpack that barely works is the equivalent of making a game called Help Me Spider-Man, where you get pinned underneath a car. And then you wait for Spider-Man to come rescue you. Why do I want to be this person? I don't.
Wow.
I want to be Spider-Man, please.
So
to
paint a picture here, when the N64 launched in 96, I want to say.
Yeah, really.
They were very hard to find. But you know what was harder to find were games for the Nintendo 64. So our parents, who did a kick-ass job, I would say, every Christmas at like trying to, you know, turbo man it up for the boys, scored an N64, and we were like, fuck yes. And then the next thing we opened was Wayne Gretzky's NHL Hockey 96 or something like that, and we were like, oh, okay, where's the rest of it? And they were like, oh, that was the only game that we could find.
Woof.
And I remember we went out to Babbage's. Like,
that must have been really rough on them.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to them. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough. You feel so good about getting a 64 because those are really hard to find.
And then you can only swoop Wayne Gretzky's NHL Hockey 96. But we went to Babbage's like the weekend after Christmas and we found Shadows of the Empire. It's the only other game we could find in stock. And the rest of it's shit we had to just rent from Blockbuster, like poach it the second that somebody else returned it so we could play it. So like Shadows of the Empire was the only not sports game that we had on N64. And I know that colors my love of it. But man, when you beat Boba Fett and you get his fucking jetpack and you get the thermal disruptor and just like, oh, that game was fun. That game was
fun,
it
was
and
good.
Good.
Also, it's the only game on here that I remember the debug code for.
Yeah.
It was Wampa Stompa and it let you.
Oh, wow.
Right? And you could command any NPC in the game. So you could run around as a stormtrooper or indeed a Wampa and just like fuck people up. It was spectacular. Great game.
Justin, the PC version had FMV. Like, how are you not with
okay, fine,
how are you not with
I'll
us?
I'll get it 8 stars.
8 stars.
So what is that? I don't know what that translates to.
It's like a C.
Okay.
It's a C.
No, it's a B. I would rank it B. I would give it a B.
B?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be it. Wow, I will say this FMV does not look good. It's also not FMV. These are just animated cutscenes. I've been lied to.
So why did you lie?
I mean, I was lied to first.
Mm.
All right, are we good to
okay,
are we good
excellent.
To put it to bed?
Can you do like a light speed read through of where everything stands?
Yeah. So in S rank, standing alone, which I think is fair and appropriate, is KOTOR. A rank, we got Rogue Squadron, Star Wars Trilogy Arcade, Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. I would put all the Super Star Wars games in there. Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Star Wars Fallen Order. B rank, we have Battle for Naboo, Star Wars Bounty Hunter, Shadows of the Empire. C rank, we have Star Wars Trilogy, Apprentice of the Force, Star Wars Yoda Stories. Some inflation, I would say, in our C rank. Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy, Star Wars Galaxies. D, we have Lego Star Wars Quest for R2-D2, Jedi Math, Screen Entertainment.
Yoda Stories should be D. Can we bump
it? No. No, okay, it is where it is. Okay. Phantom Menace, PS1, Masters of the Terrace Kasai, and Star Wars Connect, and then F rank, standing alone, is Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back 1982 for Atari.
I think we should put that Lego one from C to B. I think I was unfair. Russ wanted B.
I think it's a B.
It should be a B.
Okay, we're moving it. We're transplanting that, but the rest I think are good to go.
Cool.
So
perfect. Print it. There's your authoritative.
We will share this on Twitter.
List.
Do not try to yell about it.
Yeah, don't second guess us. You guys been playing anything else?
Yeah, actually. So there's new DLC out for Death's Gambit, a game that still nobody has played, which is insane to me because it is an extremely good Metroidvania Souls-like that I just cannot recommend enough. As far as I can tell, I have not reached any of the new content yet because I started a new save. But it has added like modifiers to new runs of the game, and I've been playing randomized loot mode just because I finished a Zelda Link to the Past run like that and really enjoyed it, and I've been having fun with that. But I have not reached, you know, any of the new stuff to talk about. But I did play a lot of Nobody Saves the World on Switch, which just
came out, and
I bounced off that game pretty hard when we first talked about it because I was like, It is only grindy. Like it is all about the grind, and that is like by design what it's all about, and that is just not the kind of game I like to play on PC. But on Switch, baby, just a whole flight passed by in what seemed like 15 minutes while I played through Nobody Saves the World, and that was a good game.
That's awesome.
So that's where I've been.
I've been playing a very important Star Wars game called Fortnite, and it's got lightsabers now, and that's really good. The lightsabers in Fortnite are really good. Unfortunately,
they will
get removed probably in a week or two, and then they just won't be in the game for another 2 years. But it is wild to me that they keep adding stuff like the Spider-Man web slinging and the lightsabers, and they just feel like they would if you made an entire game that was those franchises, but it's built within the framework of Fortnite. That's crazy to me.
We streamed some of that the other day, me and Juice and Trav, and it's we had a very good time. We were just trying to all get lightsabers and then just would like kick it on top of a hill and wait for some dummy to come up and get sabered to death.
Yeah, love it. Oh. It's great.
I played, I got back into that Rogue Legacy 2.
I just downloaded that. I can't wait.
Really lukewarm on it when it first came out in the early stages, but it's the 1.0 release now, and it is really good. There is, you know, everything that we've ever said about Rogue Legacy stands here. I like the new mechanics. It really feels more customizable, I think, than the last one. Like, there's still, you know, tons of randomness, but you do have a little bit more flexibility to, like, make the build that you want to try, and I love the new characters. I think that all the classes are really, really fun. Like the gunslinger is great and fun. I am really, really, really enjoying it, and it does have there is a real thrill because of how much you're making a lot of decisions. So it's like random, but between the two random options, there's like very big divergence with how it would play out. And you can get a really good string of things that like feel like game breaking. Like there was one that I got where if you eat, I had a character class where if you take a hit, it lowers your max health, but your max health replenishes fully after every hit. And then I found a relic that made it so that every time I ate food, it would extend my max health. So it was sort of like I was able to use those two factors to make something that was like pretty brutal. But I think it's so fun. It's been really fun to return to.
Yeah, it's great. I mentioned it when we talked about it on Resties, but it is so perfectly designed for something like the Steam Deck or Switch. I'm sure it'll eventually come to Switch as the first game did. It's not totally the sort of game that I would want to play sitting at a desk or on a couch staring at a giant TV, because I think there's some passivity to it, but I think it's super great. I love it.
I've been playing old school RuneScape again, if anyone wants to hear about that.
No,
big time not.
Next week we're going to dig back. Oh, let me recap first off. All Star Wars games.
Yeah, please.
Just all Star Wars games. We just read the list of those, so I'm not going to do that again. Russ has been playing RuneScape or something, and I played Rogue Legacy 2. Russ has played Fortnite with Star Wars in it, and Griffin played Death's Gambit DLC, and I played Rogue Legacy 2. There you go. And more not words. It's very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to be talking about some of the games you might have missed. We have not had a lot of huge releases lately or ever again, but there have been some smaller things that I'm going to make you guys talk about who pressed mute on Uncle Marcus. There's nothing you can do about it. So look forward to that and lots more. Some recommendations.
Yeah.
Buried treasure.
I was going to add, if you need more Star Wars stuff, we are going to be doing Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga as part of Resties on Tuesday. So keep an eye out for that.
That is going to do it for us this time. So until next week, be sure to join us again for the Besties, because shouldn't the world's best friends pick the world's best games?
Besties!